One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, sometimes the scariest thing in the kitchen isn't the pile of dishes. It's what's lurking in the dark calling your name.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown. And quite possibly... the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, it is. And press subscribe wherever you're downloading podcasts so you don't miss any of our episodes. Put out tons of ghost stories for you every single day here on the program. 855-853-4802, the phone number to call and share your real ghost stories with us. It's Tony and Todd with you on today's episode. What's going on?
This might be the highlight of my week, is doing ghost stories with you.
Yeah.
Or with Carol or whoever. Yeah. It's just, I enjoy listening to the stories and kind of digging in and seeing what I think.
It's a nice little escape from everything.
Absolutely.
It's like Mondays are my ghost story day. That's when I record with Carol and you, and it's kind of back to back. And it's like, okay, this is going to be a chill afternoon. I'm looking forward to this.
Yep.
Because otherwise I'm running around with my head cut off covering these other news stories. And it's like, okay, I can't do anything else right now but this. So it's like mowing the lawn. When I used to do that, it was like, all right, I can't do anything other than this right now. So I'm just going to do this. Kind of miss having that huge like farmyard, because it would take forever. And I listened to so many podcasts and stuff back then. It was enjoyable. But now I have hills and I'm in the city.
So you don't have a lot of land at all?
I have about an acre, but it's way too hilly for like just me, and I don't like to go push the mower. I had a rider, but it's just too, so I have somebody that does it now.
Of course you do.
Well, I don't want like the mower to tip over on me and kill me because I'm a single dad and she's all I got and I'm all she's got. So I'm like, yeah, let's avoid the lawnmower injury possibilities. I tried it once. I did. And I was like, this is not for my mower. So let
somebody else take that life risk. I like that.
Well, they have mowers that can handle the hills.
Mine, oh, I gotcha.
Mine was a tippy mess where I'm like, yeah, this could go bad one day very easily. And then, you know, she gets home from school and there I am, parts of me like scattered around the yard because the mower went over me. And that just would be kind of traumatizing. So I thought, let's not do that.
I like the way you think.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So there you go. Otherwise, I would do it because I enjoyed that. I enjoy that. I was kind of disappointed. I'm like, I'm not going to get like a professional grade mower to do this small piece of land. So,
right.
Yeah. All right. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's go to our first caller and hear a ghost story. Hi, let's hear yours.
This is Lupe. I was calling, I've been actually been contemplating to call you to tell my story. I'm actually even nervous just to even talk about it. It was a horrible memory that I had. See, I'm even nervous just even thinking about it. But here goes. This is my story. This happened when I was 12 years old. And my mom at that time, she was working late at night. She cleaned offices at night. And I remember that night, that summer night, my mom told me that that I had to wash the dishes. When she got home, she wanted the house, the kitchen clean. So I said, yeah, I will clean the dishes and wash the dishes. And my mom, she ended up leaving that night to go work. Well, I was watching TV late at night, and all of a sudden it's 2 something in the morning. And I decided just to go and wash the dishes just so I wouldn't get in trouble with my mom the next day. Well, I remember that my whole family, my stepdad and my sisters were sleeping already in their bedroom. And I go into the kitchen, put on my headphones, start listening to music. And there's a small window next to the kitchen. It would be, so if I'm washing the dishes, there's a window facing on my left side. And once again, it was during the summer. Well, all of a sudden, I just felt a cold breeze just come in into the house. And I just got chills, literally. I just got chills, and all of a sudden, I just felt like somebody was watching me. I just freaked out for a little bit, and I looked outside the window. It was pitch black. You couldn't see anything, literally nothing. Well, I started freaking out because all of a sudden, out of the hallway, there was a coat closet. And I start hearing my name. And I heard my name 3 times, calling Lupe. I literally freaked out, and I just started crying. Like, fear just pretty much came into my body. And the only thing I could think is just to run away. But to go towards the bedroom that my stepdad and my mom slept in, I had to go through the coat closet. So I literally just ran. I don't know how I did it, but I just ran through the hall. And I just felt like somebody was chasing me. Well, I woke up my stepdad, and I was so freaked out that my stepdad, he's like, what happened? What happened? Are you okay? I'm like, Dad, somebody called my name from the coat closet 3 times. He's like, no, it's just your imagination. You're just freaking out. Like, he took it as that. I couldn't sleep, so I ended up going to the bedroom, to my bedroom with my sister. We shared a room. We were 3 girls, so we shared a room. I couldn't sleep that whole night and in the morning. So I had to go to school the next day. Well, my mom comes, and I tell her what happened. And she's like, well, maybe, it was just your imagination. I was like, well, no, I don't think it's my imagination if I actually literally heard my name. Well, she sent me to school without sleep. I ended up going. And I remember that I was in class, in my science class. All of a sudden, I was so freaked out that I started scratching my hand and literally started, like, ripping the skin off my hand because I was scratching so much and I was so nervous. Well, my teacher saw that, and they called my mom, and they said, well, Lupa's not fine. Can you guys come and pick her up? So my mom ended up going to school to pick me up. I was just so freaked out, and I couldn't even think straight. I was just thinking about that what happened. All of a sudden, I started getting suicidal thoughts. For some reason, I just wanted to. I was just thinking, I just kill yourself. That was my thought. Well, I ended up committing suicide. I drank the whole bottle of pills. It didn't work. I was just really sick. And my mom took me to the doctor the next day and told them what happened. So they sent me to, they obviously were asking, are you suicidal? Are you still having suicidal thoughts? Do we have to hospitalize you? And I said, well, I am getting thoughts, but I know I shouldn't do it, but I'm getting the thoughts. Well, they ended up sending me to a therapist. And obviously the therapist thought I was a loony. And I just kind of let it go. I didn't even think about it. I just let it go. I knew they weren't going to believe me. She was obviously believing me what I was telling her. So my mom, her next step was to take me to go see a Catholic priest. Well, the Catholic priest was like, well, you guys are not Catholic, so you guys should go to your church. My mom was so embarrassed to take me to her Christian church because obviously they would say it was the devil that obviously was coming after me. She was obviously upset, and I was upset because I still had fear of, you know, I was being watched at night. I couldn't sleep. I still had suicidal thoughts. Well, we ended up going to my home church, and that was a Christian church. And they, you know, the people from the church decided to go to my mom's house and bless the apartment. I remember they coming over, praying for me, praying for the house, went through each room, and they started praying. Well, since that happened, things changed. Things in that house changed. I didn't feel fear. Suicidal thoughts went away. And everything was just, it went back. It was fine. But that's my story. But I'm even freaked out to even think about it right now. But that was actually my story. I have a few more. I've always had paranormal stuff happen to me since I was a kid, till now. But thank you for listening for my story. I enjoy listening to your show. Okay. Thank you and have a good day. Bye.
Thanks for sharing that story with us. What's your thoughts on all of that?
Obviously she was very frightened by the situation and also, didn't feel a lot of support from family members that she told, about the situation. I think, and I've been in investigations where you hear your name, sometimes you even ask, you know, can you say some of the names of the people who are investigating? And then you hear it. And I think that because I've had it happen so often, you forget the first time something or someone says your name that you can't quite see. Because it can be a very frightening or at least a very shaking situation where it just kind of shakes you to your core because it's affirmation that probably something is going on there. So I can understand why she was so worked up about that to begin with.
Yeah, I can see that too. It's be an experience that would certainly shake you, and especially if you're not getting the support from others, it makes it that much harder to kind of comprehend and process, if you will.
Did you ever have something say your name out loud?
Not that I'm aware of. I don't think so.
That's too bad. I think that
have you?
That would be good. Yes. Yeah. Several times, and especially when you talk about like EVPs and stuff like that,
yeah,
have had that happen a lot. Yes.
I have had a guest on the Grave Talks who's really big into spirit boxes. Okay. And take it for what it's worth. I mean, he's really, I thought he was a good guest. I had him on several times back when I was doing that. Carol now does that show. But he had sent me an EVP because he claims that, or not an EVP, but a recording from the spirit box. He claims he's talking to the box about me having him as a guest on the show. And it said my name and he sent me that recording. So it's the Tony Birdsky, that sort of thing.
Oh, ooh.
So I guess I have. But it wasn't like in a situation where I was, you know, by myself or I was investigating or something. It was sent to me, you know, third hand.
Yeah, but boy, that's kind of interesting, though. What did okay, so you heard that. What did you think?
my initial reaction was, is this real? but it sure, I mean, if it's going to sound like that, that's what it would sound like. I don't know. I mean, the guy has a lot of really interesting things and a lot of really interesting findings that he's had over the years. So I can't think of his name off the top of my head, but it's over on the archives if anybody wants to listen to it. But it was kind of creepy. It was kind of weird. So, yeah.
Yeah, I would hope that you'd have at least a little bit of that in you, even if you're like, well, I wonder if this is real.
Yeah.
At least part of you would say, ooh, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it could certainly be. Like, I am amazed at the amount of accuracy this guy gets from it and the amount of just like clear communications he gets when he does it. But he does it like all the time, and it's his thing, and he just does it like from his house. So I don't know. I that's why I ask questions, and I don't know the answers. So could it be something? Sure. And that's a really creepy prospect.
Yeah.
But maybe. I don't know. What would be the bigger challenge? Would it be, would say, okay, have it say my legal name?
Oh. Uh-huh. That's interesting.
But don't tell them what it is. Have the spirits identify it.
I might try that sometime.
That would be interesting. No. Because he knew me as Tony Bruschi, as everyone does.
Right.
But
please give me Tony Bruschi's legal name. Sally Severson.
So many times on the air. It was around this time in the afternoon too. Basically every day I get dropped off at the radio station from the bus, and I did. So I'm about like 15 ish. And then you would be doing afternoon trivia, and you would pop me on the air every now and then, and you would destroy my last name because it's a funny last name.
Oh my God. I remember one very specific time.
That's exactly. Do you remember that? I believe you used the word Vagisil on the air.
It was close to that. Yes,
it starts
was.
With a V, and you were just like, just riffing, and it came across. Like, I don't think you intended it to be. And all of a sudden we're just like, oh my God.
And Mr. Kettner was with us. Yes.
And it's a station that played like we're playing Celine Dion and, you know, like Don Henley and things like that. It's light rock. Oh, good times. Good times. All right. That's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want to share your ghost story, 855-853-4802 is our phone number to share it with us. And if you want ad-free access, check out our premium channel on Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Todd and all of us at Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.